So this chapter is entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. The reason why it's the Lord's attempt, although we understand that whatever the Lord desires can there is no impediment. But as we explained, sometimes the devotees of the Lord, they can capture the Lord. So much so that even if though the Lord attempts to leave Jagannath Puri to go to Vrindavan, he can't go. They wouldn't give him permission. And the Lord wouldn't leave without their permission. This is how one way how he becomes controlled by the love of his devotees.
Вот один из путей того, как Господь попадает под управление любви своих преданных.
He submitted his request to some devotees.
Он принял эту просьбу от некоторых преданных.
His intimate associates, like Sava Bhama Bhattacharya,
от его ближайших спутников, таких как Бхама Бхаттачарья,
and Рамананда Рой, and told them that actually he had previously attempted to go to Vrindavan.
И он сказал, что он уже пытался уехать в Вриндаван.
And he was tricked by Advaita Acharya.
И Адвайта Ачарья обманул его.
And he never made it.
И таким образом Господу не удалось уехать в Вриндаван.
So now he wanted to attempt to go again.
Теперь он снова хочет попытаться уехать.
So they said, well, actually, Ratha Yatra is coming up very soon.
И преданные сказали ему, ну вот скоро будет Ратха Ятра.
You should stay here for Ratha Yatra.
Должен остаться здесь на Ратха Ятра.
So the Lord agreed. And then after Ratha Yatra, another event was coming. And I said, I think you should stay here. Now is not a very good time to leave. Especially since the rainy season is coming soon. So Lord Chaitanya again couldn't leave. So, this is why this chapter is entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. Because despite his attempts, it took quite some time before the devotees would allow him to go. See, Lord Chaitanya, he had told his mother, Sati Mata, when he accepted sannyas, that he would make his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. So that she could always be informed of his activities. Because Sachi Mata, all she had was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Mishra, her husband, had left the planet. And Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, Vishwarupa, had taken sannyas. And all she had was a young Nimai. And when the word went out that actually Lord Chaitanya Nimai was thinking of taking sannyas, it became very intolerable for Sati Mata. In fact, there was some rumor that was going around Navadvip.
Даже определенные слухи ходили по Навадвипе.
And it's described how when Sachi Mata had heard this rumor,
и описывается, как Сачи Мата услышала об этих слухах.
All she could was sit in one place.
И все, что она могла сделать, услышав их, она села в одном месте.
And she was staring off into the distance for 14 straight days.
И 14 дней подряд она смотрела просто вдаль, в одну и ту же точку.
She couldn't move because she was so absorbed in thoughts of young Nimai. But the inevitable came to pass. And therefore when she could see that she was not going to be able to stop her son from accepting the renounced order, she submitted her request to her son to please make his headquarters in Jagannath Puri. She submitted her request to her son to please make his headquarters in Jagannath Puri.
организовать свой штаб-квартиру в Джаганнатхпуре.
So as the devotees would go back and forth between Jagannath Puri and Navadvip each year.
Тем, чтобы преданные, проходя туда и обратно между Джаганнатхпури и Навадвипой каждый год,
to attend the Rathi Yatra festival.
Для того, чтобы принять участие в фестивале Rathi Yatra.
She could always be kept informed about her activities.
Всегда информировали ее о деятельности Нима.
So Lord Chaitanya fulfilled his request.
Господь Чайтанья выполнил ее просьбу.
And he did make his headquarters in Puri.
И организовал свой штаб-квартиру в Джаганнатхпури.
But still he was very determined to make this visit to Vrindavan.
Но он все-таки стремился посетить Вриндаван.
And therefore he was putting forward his petition to please be allowed to go.
И поэтому он обратился к окружающим с просьбой позволить ему уехать.
Finally, he put forward a very strong petition.
В конце концов, он очень настойчиво стал просить их об этом.
He said, he told Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy,
он сказал Сарвабхаума Бхаттачарью и Рамананда Рою,
I can't go without your permission.
Я не могу уехать без вашего разрешения.
When will you give me your permission to go to Vrindavan?
Когда же вы дадите мне свое разрешение уехать из Вриндавана?
And they realized that they better give permission.
И они поняли, что лучше им дать это разрешение.
And they said that you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead.
И они сказали ему, ты независимая верховная личность Бога.
You can act however you please.
Ты можешь действовать так, как ты захочешь.
We can understand this is simply all of your pastime.
Мы можем понять, что все это лишь твои игры.
But because you are petitioning us in this way,
но поскольку ты просишь нас уехать таким образом,
we know that we must grant this request.
Мы понимаем, что мы должны выполнить свою просьбу.
So finally, he was given permission to go.
И в конце концов они дали ему разрешение уехать.
So there's some very nice verses and purports in this chapter.
И в этой главе существуют прекрасные стихи и комментарии к ним.
And since we don't have very much time,
и поскольку у нас не так много времени,
I try to summarize some of the points before these verses.
Сегодня раз с вами попытаюсь объединить смысл нескольких стихов.
And I'll just simply read these verses in purport.
И затем прочитать эти стихи и комментарии.
This little bit more summary explanation.
Вот еще несколько общих положений.
As I explained, the devotees from Navadvip and Shantipur, they every year they would go to visit Puri.
Как уже объяснялось, преданные из Навадвипа и Шантипуры каждый год направлялись в Пури.
And they would spend 4 months of the year there.
И проводили там 4 месяца в году.
Specifically during the time of the Rathi Yatra.
Особенно во время Rathi Yatra.
And they would simply associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И они просто общались там с Чайтанья Махапрабху.
And they were all his eternal associates.
Все они были его вечными спутниками.
But yet, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made his headquarters in Puri,
однако, поскольку Чайтанья Махапрабху организовал свой штаб-квартиру в Пури,
and they were residents of Navadvip,
а они были жителями Навадвипа,
they used to have to walk every year.
Они ходили пешком каждый год.
A whole large, very group of devotees would go every year walking from Navadvip to Puri.
Каждый год огромная группа преданных пешком направлялась из Навадвипа в Джаганнатхпуру.
And it became a yearly event.
И это стало ежегодным событием.
Lord Nityananda would also be sent, would also go.
И Господь Нитянанда также направлялся вместе с ними.
Advaita Acharya.
Также был там и Advaita Acharya.
And certain devotees had different responsibilities for the journey.
И определенные преданные во время путешествия несли определенные обязанности.
So this is a discussion.
И вот такова беседа.
Between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. As Nityananda Prabhu was preparing to leave Puri,
когда Нитянанда Прабху готовился покинуть Пури,
and to return to Bengal,
вернуться в Бенгалию,
where the Lord had sent him to preach,
куда Господь послал его проповедовать.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Nityananda Prabhu,
и Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu тогда сказал Нитянанда
Прабху, please hear me, O holy man.
Пожалуйста, выслушай меня, о святой человек.
I now request something of you.
У меня есть просьба к тебе.
Kindly grant my request.
Пожалуйста, выполни мою просьбу.
Do not come to Jagannath Puri every year.
Не приходи в Jagannath Puri каждый год.
But stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire.
Останься в Бенгале и выполни мое желание.
Purport.
Комментарий.
The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to spread the only medicine effective in this fallen age of Kali. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Following the orders of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri. And the devotees were coming to see him. However, the Lord felt that this message must be spread very elaborately in Bengal. And in his absence, there was not a second person capable of doing it. In his absence, there wasn't any second person, another person who was capable of doing it. Yes. Spreading Krishna consciousness in Bengal. Because he wasn't the absence from Bengal, he was in Puri. Consequently, the Lord requested Nityananda Prabhu to stay there. And broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. The Lord also entrusted a similar preaching responsibility to Rupa and Sanatan. Nityananda Prabhu was requested not to come every year to Jagannath Puri. Although seeing Lord Jagannath greatly benefits everyone. Does this mean that the Lord was refusing Nityananda Prabhu a fortunate opportunity? No. One who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order. Even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order.
Иначе говоря, гораздо больше удачи является выполнять указания Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath.
Чем удовлетворять свои чувства, смотря на Господа Джаганнатха.
Preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's call throughout the world is more important.
Проповедь, которая должна происходить по всему миру, когда вы читаете Махапрабху, является гораздо более важной.
Than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotees must carry out his desire. Prithivitri ache yata nagaradi gram saravatra prachar haibe moranam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy the Lord. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system.
Это указание исходит через систему парампары.
And the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciples so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И духовный учитель передает это указание своему ученику, чтобы он смог распространить послание Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху.
It is the duty of every disciple
и обязанность каждого ученика
to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master.
Является исполнять указание истинного духовного учителя.
And spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada is here elaborating on Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Lord Nityananda.
Итак, Шрила Прабхупада здесь разъясняет указание Господа Чайтаньи, Господа Нитьянанды.
And he emphasizes that it is a greater fortune to carry out Lord Chaitanya's order.
И он подчеркивает, что великой удачей является получить указание Господа Чайтаньи.
Then to going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath.
Чем просто направиться в Jagannath Puri, чтобы увидеть Господа Чайтанью.
And he emphasizes that it is more important to preach Lord Chaitanya's message.
И он подчеркивает, что гораздо более важным является проповедовать послание Господа Чайтаньи.
Because when the Lord is satisfied by one's preaching endeavors.
Поскольку когда Господь удовлетворяется усилиями по проповеди, которые производит какой человек,
then one is associating with the Lord.
Тогда человек получает возможность общаться с Господом.
The devotee who actually is fixed on this purpose.
Преданный твердо осознает эту цель.
Understands his relationship with the Lord.
Понимая свои взаимоотношения с Господом.
In the execution of his order.
Состоящие в выполнении его указаний.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada also goes on to explain.
Безусловно, Шрила Прабхупада дальше продолжает объяснять.
That just as Lord Chaitanya ordered Lord Nityananda.
Но точно так же, как Господь Чайтанья дал указание Господу Нитьянанде.
The same order comes down through the Parampara system.
То же самое указание приходит к нам по системе Парампара.
And therefore the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple.
И поэтому духовный учитель представляет эти указания своему ученику.
So that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
С тем, чтобы он мог распространить послание Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Srila Prabhupada's realization of these principles is extremely deep.
Srila Prabhupada обладал очень глубоким осознанием этих принципов.
Because he was the ideal example.
Поскольку он сам был идеальным примером.
Of one who would always meditate on executing the order of the spiritual master.
Примером того, кто всегда медитировал на исполнение указаний духовного учителя.
He would many times refer to the verse in Bhagavad Gita.
И он множество раз ссылался на стих из Бхагавад-гиты.
Вьявасы ятмака будхи эке хакуру нандана. Баху шака хинантасча бхурайо вьявасайана. That those who are on this path, they are resolute in purpose and their aim is one.
Это стих гласит, что те, кто находится на этом пути, решительно в достижении своей цели, и у них одна только цель.
And he referred to this вьявасы ятмака будхи as resolute intelligence.
И слово вьявасы ятмака будхи здесь объясняется как решительный разум.
Firmly fixed on the order.
Твердо закрепившийся на исполнении указания.
And Prabhupada's example was completely fixed on the order.
И Прабхупада своим примером показывает, как можно быть совершенно твердым в исполнении указания.
Right from the very first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
Начиная с самой первой встречи с Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
Bhaktisiddhanta recognized and could see Srila Prabhupada's potential.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati отнесся с одобрением и видел потенциальные возможности Srila Prabhupada.
And therefore on a rooftop in Calcutta.
Поэтому на крыше дома в Калькутте.
At Ultradanga Road.
На улице Ultradanga.
Srila Prabhupada had gone with one acquaintance.
Куда Srila Prabhupada приходил вместе со своим другом.
And the purpose was to meet a nice saintly man.
Он направился туда однажды с целью увидеть прекрасного святого человека, по словам его друга.
Srila Prabhupada had never met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta before.
До этих пор Srila Prabhupada никогда не встречал Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
But his friend was encouraging him, no, we should go meet this very nice saintly person.
Мой его друг вдохновлял его, говоря, что нет, мы должны обязательно увидеть этого святого человека.
And Srila Prabhupada would oftentimes talk about his position at that time.
И Srila Prabhupada часто говорил о том, какое положение он занимал в то время.
Helping us to understand the pastimes of the Lord's pure devotees.
Помогая нам понять игры чистого преданного Господа.
Srila Prabhupada was very active in Gandhi's movement.
Шрила Прабхупада занимал очень активное положение в движении Ганди.
And when he heard the message of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta,
но когда он услышал послание Шрилы Бхактисиддханты,
he describes how it entered deep within his heart.
Он описывает, как это послание глубоко проникло в его сердце.
And he could understand how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was speaking about a far more important mission.
И он смог понять, что Шрила Бхактисиддханта говорит о гораздо более важной миссии.
Than the liberation of India.
Чем просто освобождение Индии.
From the Western governments.
От западного правительства.
He could realize how this was simply a temporary adjustment.
Он осознал, что это является всего лишь временным улучшением.
Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was broadening his field of activities.
Поскольку Шрила Бхактисиддханта расширил поле его деятельности.
By introducing Lord Chaitanya's mission.
Представив ему миссию Господа Чайтаньи.
Which was to liberate all living beings.
Которая заключается в освобождении всех живых существ.
From the clutches of repeated birth and death.
От когтей повторяющихся рождений и смертей.
A far superior form of liberation.
Гораздо более высокая форма освобождения.
Than a temporary political adjustment.
Чем просто временное политическое улучшение.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in that lecture spoke with such enthusiasm.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta говорил на этой лекции с таким энтузиазмом.
And his clarity was so, his message was so clear.
И послание его было настолько ясно.
That Srila Bhaktisiddhanta could see how Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the audience. And he picked him out right from this first meeting. And he could tell he is hearing very nicely. So right from that very first meeting, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave Srila Prabhupada his life's mission. Srila Prabhupada was a householder with family responsibilities, active in Gandhi's movement. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta could see that he could hear very nicely. And knowing that hearing nicely is the secret for spiritual advancement. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta planted a seed in the heart of Srila
Prabhupada.
And said that you, both of you look like intelligent men. Why did you take this order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Почему бы вам не принять это указание Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху?
And bring this message to the Western world.
И донести это послание до западного мира.
This was very first meeting.
Это было самое первое. Это была самая первая встреча.
And Srila Prabhupada explains.
И Шрила Прабхупада объясняет.
How right from this very first meeting.
Как самой этой первой встречи.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had planted this seed in his heart. It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Hithai Bhakti Vata Bij. That the living entity is wandering throughout the entire Brahmanda, the entire universe. But when by great fortune he comes in contact with the spiritual master.
Но когда, благодаря великой удаче, оно приходит в прикосновение к духовному учителю.
Then the bhakti lata bij, or the seed of devotional service, can be planted.
Тогда bhakti lata bij, или семя преданного служения, может быть посажено в его сердце.
This seed of devotional service has everything within it.
Это семя преданного служения содержит все в себе.
To bear fruits of love of God.
Все достаточно для того, чтобы дать плод и любить Бога.
Because when the spiritual master sows the seeds of devotion, sows, plants.
Поскольку когда духовный учитель садит это семя преданности,
he is simply taking the seeds which have already been given by the Lord.
Семена он берет уже готовые, данные Господом.
He is carrying the Lord's order.
Он несет указания Господа.
And he is distributing the Lord's order.
И он распространяет это указание.
And in these instructions. Contain everything required for the fulfillment of these instructions. When this devotional seed is planted in the heart, the disciple waters that seed by continuous hearing, so that the disciple gradually begins to execute the order of the spiritual master.
И в конце концов достигает такой степени, что ученик начинает выполнять указания духовного учителя.
Srila Prabhupada never had any doubt.
У Шрилы Прабхупады никогда не было никаких сомнений.
That Krishna consciousness was going to be spread in the Western world.
То, что это сознание Кришны должно распространиться на западный мир.
And the basis of that doubt.
И основа этих сомнений.
Was that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wanted it. The basis of that freedom of doubt, you see, was that Śrīla Bhakti. Because Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta wanted it. And because Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta is an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. He knew that Lord Chaitanya was going to fulfill Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta's desire. Śrīla Prabhupāda knew that Lord Chaitanya was going to fulfill Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta's desire. And therefore he knew that Krishna consciousness would be spread in the Western world. He was simply to execute the order. And therefore, right from that moment when the seed was planted, he continuously meditated upon that order. It took many years, over 30 years, before he was able to actually execute fully that order. And therefore, in the Śrīla Prabhupāda Līlāmṛta, the whole first volume is described the lifetime in preparation. How Prabhupada had spent his life, household life, in preparation to execute the order of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta.
Там рассказывается, как Śrīla Prabhupāda проводил свою жизнь домохозяина в приготовлении к исполнению указаний Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta.
But finally, at the advanced age of 70,
но в конце концов, приближаясь к 70-летнему возрасту,
he got passage from India to the United States.
Он получил право въезда из Индии в Соединенные Штаты.
There is one story that was related in reference to Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Существует одна история, связанная с этим, и
of a man who had met Śrīla Prabhupāda in 1965. At this time, Śrīla Prabhupāda had no followers. He was simply trying to find some place to deliver lectures. He had his clothing from India. His white pointed shoes. He had never seen snow before. He was walking in the streets. And he sat on one park bench. And this gentleman happened to sit next to Śrīla Prabhupāda. And Prabhupāda, as the Vaishnava preacher as he is, he would take every opportunity to speak to anyone about Krishna. So he turned to this gentleman and he began telling him about his mission. And he told this gentleman, said, there are so many temples, there are so many bright-faced followers, there are so many books published, but they are simply separated by time. This was in 1965. So the way we found out about this conversation is in 1978. One gentleman happened to wander into one of our temples in the western United States. He walked into the temple. And he saw so many devotees. A big display of books. And he saw this beautiful temple. And then he saw this picture of Śrīla Prabhupāda. And he turned to the devotees. He said, who is this man? And the devotees are saying, that is our spiritual master, Śrīla Prabhupāda. He said, I've met this man before. I remember I had a conversation with him in New York City. He was telling me about some temples and about some books. and about some bright-faced followers. And when he saw everything in the temple, he was overwhelmed. He could understand that Srila Prabhupada had actually executed what he was talking about. So this was Prabhupada's firm faith. Yet there were so many difficulties in the beginning. Prabhupada had to undergo many severe difficulties. Beginning with two heart attacks on the way over from India to the United States. The ocean seas were so rough. That Prabhupada suffered two heart attacks. But he described how he felt that Lord Krishna was protecting him. And was holding him in his arms. Massaging his heart. This was, and when he arrived in the United States, so many difficulties. No money, no place to live, nobody to help him. He landed and went someplace in Pennsylvania for a very short time to somebody who had offered to help. But he did not stay very long. He had a mission to fulfill. And an order to carry out. And therefore he left to one of the biggest cities. And to execute this mission. It was oftentimes understood that Srila here was a resident of Vrindavan. Just prior to Srila Prabhupada's passage to from India, he was living in Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. There in Vrindavan, he was writing books and he was preparing for this trip. He would daily go down to the river Yamuna to take his bath. And he would constantly be hearing the glories of the Lord. But he left that place to go to one of the most degraded places in the world. It wasn't just New York City. That in itself is very degraded. But Srila Prabhupada entered into the most degraded part of New York City. Anybody who goes into this part of New York City has to admit that it's one of the most degraded places in the whole world. And that's where Srila Prabhupada went. Carrying with him the seed that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had planted. And a firm faith in the order. So, Prabhupada has very great deep realization when he talks about these things. That is one of the symptoms of the Vaishnava Acharya. Is that because he has realizations? He can speak in such a way which is very convincing. Srila Prabhupada's purports are not simply some empty words. He's not simply giving some instructions that he himself has not witnessed himself in his, has not witnessed himself in his life. He has full realization of the order that Lord Chaitanya gave to Lord Nityananda. Because his life was a perfect example that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had given his order to Srila Prabhupada. And therefore Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to go to New York City. and to preach Krishna consciousness firmly fixed on the order. So therefore he's emphasizing here that this same order comes to down through disciplic succession, that the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciple so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any disciple who takes up these orders to preach Krishna consciousness who is prepared to undergo any difficulty and any austerity that he confronts, then this is how he becomes recognized by Krishna. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhakteshva vidhyasati. Therefore one who explains the supreme secret to others, for him devotional service is guaranteed as the end he comes back to me. There is no servant in this world who is more dear to me than he. Nor will there ever be one more dear. Krishna is here explaining who he considers to be his most dearest servant. He says, no one is more dear to me than he. That person who voluntarily accepts some inconvenience for the purpose of telling others about Krishna. This is how one gets recognition by Krishna. Because, as we explained yesterday, Krishna recognizes one who serves his devotee. And his devotee is one who is dedicated to this mission. His devotee is one who knows the desire of the Lord. And that is that the Lord is anxious to reclaim and to recover the conditioned soul. Who are entangled in Maya's network. And because the Lord is very anxious to see them delivered. The devotee is always thinking of how he can relieve the Lord's anxiety. Of course, we understand that the Lord is never really in anxiety. He is self-satisfied. But still he wants to see the conditioned souls become free from their suffering. Therefore the Vaishnava Acharyas, understanding the mission of the Lord, they know that it is higher, it is much higher principle to execute the order of the Lord coming down in disciplic succession than it is to actually personally even see, go and see the Lord. It is with these realizations that such exalted devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Vasudev Datta, they would offer their prayers to the Lord by saying that actually I do not want to go back to Godhead unless I can bring everyone with me. It is such feelings of such Vaishnava Acharyas that they are more satisfied in serving the desire of the Lord than to be in even in the intimate association of the Lord, in the personal presence of the Lord. What is that satisfaction? It's even a more superior satisfaction. Because one who is always meditating on the desire of the Lord, he is associating with the Lord. Such devotees are prepared to stay in the material world, birth after birth.
Какие преданные готовы оставаться на себя в мире, рождение за рождением?
Because their only desire is simply to please Krishna.
Поскольку их единственным желанием является удовлетворить Кришну.
Therefore, Krishna says these are very confidential associates.
И поэтому Кришна говорит, что это очень приближенные спутники.
Srila Prabhupada once was meeting with some of his disciples.
Однажды Srila Prabhupada встречался с одним из своих учеников.
He was telling them a story.
И рассказал ему историю.
He is saying that actually he was with Krishna.
И он сказал, что на самом деле он был с Кришной.
Before he appeared in this lifetime.
До того, как он принял это рождение.
He said how Krishna asked him to come to the material world.
Он сказал их ученику, что Кришна попросил его принять рождение в этом материальном мире.
And Prabhupada said actually he said he hesitated.
И Прабхупада сказал, что Кришна настаивал.
And Krishna could understand.
И Кришна мог понять.
He said that's okay.
Ah.
Prabhupada hesitated. Krishna. No, Prabhupada hesitated.
Но Прабхупада при этом сопротивлялся, отказывался.
And Krishna said, that's okay.
Но Кришна сказал, я понимаю.
You simply go and leave behind your books.
Просто пойди туда и оставь там свои книги.
And then you can come back.
И тогда ты можешь вернуться обратно.
So, on the order.
И согласно этому указанию,
Srila Prabhupada came.
Srila Prabhupada пришел.
He walked on this planet.
И он ступил на эту планету.
Of course we know.
Безусловно, мы понимаем.
That wherever Srila Prabhupada is,
что кем бы ни был Srila Prabhupada,
he is preaching Lord Krishna's glories.
Он проповедует славу Господа.
Because he is very confidential servant of Krishna.
Поскольку он является очень доверенным слугой
Krishna. Krishna considers such devotees.
Krishna считает таких преданных.
Who voluntarily accept these inconveniences.
Добровольно принимающих все эти неудобства.
To execute his order.
Для того, чтобы выполнить его указания.
His most confidential devotees.
Своими самыми доверенными преданными.
So we should understand the Lord's mission.
Итак, нам необходимо понять миссию Господа.
Who appeared in this age of Kali Yuga.
Который явился в этот век Кали Юги.
To distribute the most simple and sublime method for development of love of God.
Для того, чтобы распространить самый доступный и простой метод развития любви к Богу.
Lord Chaitanya is freely distributing the fruits of pure love of God.
Господь Чайтанья свободно раздавал плоды любви к Богу.
And he is simply asking everyone to please take these fruits and relish them yourself.
И он просил каждого, просто возьмите эти плоды и насладитесь ими.
And distribute them to others.
И раздайте их другим.
He explained that how many fruits can I alone distribute?
И он спрашивал, сколько плодов он может распространить в одиночку?
There are unlimited fruits.
Поскольку плодов у них бесчисленное множество.
And therefore he is asking every human being.
Поэтому он просил каждое человеческое существо.
To please take these fruits
and
to distribute them. This is his request. And anyone who distributes the fruits can taste the sweetness of these fruits. As the Lord actually makes it sweeter for the devotees to taste. This is why the Lord Chaitanya has described the Sankirtan movement.
И именно поэтому Господь Чайтанья описывает это движение санкиртаны.
As Анандам Бхури Варима.
Как Анандам Бхури Варима.
It is a nectar for which we are all hankering for.
Это тот нектар, которого все мы так жаждем.
So Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Lord Nityananda.
Так наставление Господа Чайтаньи, Господа Нитянанды.
Were to stay in Bengal.
Стали в том, чтобы тот остался в Бенгале.
Although Lord Nityananda every year was thinking how he was going to see Lord Chaitanya.
И хотя Господь Нитянанда думал каждый год о том, как он направится и увидеть Господа Чайтанью.
Lord Chaitanya was saying, no, you can't come.
Но Господь Чайтанья сказал, нет, ты не можешь.
He said, I don't want to see you here next year.
Он сказал, я не хочу видеть тебя здесь в следующем году.
You must stay there and preach and fulfill my order.
Ты должен остаться там, проповедовать и выполнить мое указание.
Шрила Прабхупада ки?
Джай.
Шрила Ниранджана с вами ки?
Джай.
No time for questions.
Времени для вопросов нет.
Or by simply by pious works, This is the intimacy of devotional service. That Krishna allows himself to be controlled by the love of his devotee. He doesn't have to be controlled
by it.
He's independent. He doesn't have to do anything. That's the position of God. God being independent can do anything he wishes. But the point is, he likes to be controlled by his devotee. It increases his pleasure.
And
hence, the devotee can control Krishna in such a way that Krishna responds to the desire of his devotee. And fully reciprocates with whatever desire is in the heart of the devotee. So much so that however the devotee wants to serve Krishna, Krishna lets him serve him in that way. And it's fully satisfied by that service rendered by his devotee. Even at the point that the devotee can control Krishna. Where it may even appear that Krishna becomes the subordinate to his devotee. Just like Krishna is controlled by the love of Mother Yashoda.
Мать Ешода была любовью управлять Кришна.
That she's thinking that Krishna is my son.
Она думала, что Кришна ее ребенок, ее сын.
And I have to chastise him.
И она должна наказывать его.
He stole the yoga.
Он убрал его.
He's distributed to the monkeys.
И раздал его
обезьянам. I have to capture him.
Я должна поймать его.
I have to bind him with a rope and chase him with a stick.
Я должна связать его ребенка,
What is Krishna doing?
Что же Кришна делает?
He's running in fear.
Он бежит в страхе.
How is that possible?
Как это возможно?
Krishna was in the midst of the battlefield, Kurukshetra.
Кришна, который посреди сражения на Курукшетре.
Whose body was pierced with arrows.
Чье тело было утыкано стрелами.
Completely unaffected.
И эти стрелы совершенно не затронули.
By opposition of any disturbance, by any type of opposition. Oppositional force.
Какие бы усилия, потому что чтобы извить его не полагало противоборствующая сторона.
He's afraid of the stick.
Он боится этого путика, этого роста.
In the hand of a woman.
В руке женщины.
How is it possible?
Как это возможно?
But Krishna's fear is because he's controlled by that love.
Но Кришна боится, поскольку он подавляет под управление этой любви.
She's thinking this is my son.
Она думает, что это ее сын.
And he's been mischievous.
И он шарит.
And I have to chastise.
Ее нужно наказать.
And he's reciprocating that feeling of affection.
И он отвечает на это чувство привязанности.
He does this with all of his devotees.
Он делает это по отношению ко всем своим преданным.
His intimate devotees actually serve Krishna in this way.
Его приближенные преданные на самом деле служат Кришне подобным образом.
They give him great pleasure.
Они приносят ему огромное удовольствие.
By giving him the opportunity to serve his devotee in this way. He likes to do it. He doesn't have to do it. But that's what he likes to do. He likes to serve his devotee. But he maintains the right by saying, only my devotee can do this to me.
Говоря, что только мои преданные могут делать это по отношению ко мне.
That's his right.
Таково его право.
He doesn't have to become subordinate to the non-devotee.
Он не должен подчиняться непреданным.
Because they don't have love for Krishna.
Поскольку у них нет любви к Кришне.
And Krishna is not attracted. And Krishna is not drawn by, because of their lack of love.
И Кришна не подпадает под влияние, поскольку у них нет любви.
It's very simple. That if we want to see Krishna everywhere, and if we want to be seen by Krishna, all that's required is that we develop our love for Him. He doesn't want anything else.
Он не хочет ничего другого.
Not our strength, not our wealth, not our intelligence, none of these things are attracted to Krishna. Because He is
Bhagavan.
He already has these things in full. But whatever we have within our possession, we should simply use it for Krishna. It is simply a question of our desire. Therefore, when one desires to please Krishna, then Krishna agrees to respond to that desire. And therefore, for a devotee, for such a devotee, Krishna is never lost. He sees Krishna everywhere. Like Prabhupada gives the example of the mother who has such strong affection for her child. That because her affection is so strong, that even if she sees the shoe of the child, she doesn't just see a shoe. She sees the child. Or she may hear the child's voice. But because the voice is so connected to the child, she sees the child. Or anything that she sees connected to the child enables her to see the child. So in the same way, the devotee was in this material world. He knows that everything is coming from Krishna. And he sees everything's connection with Krishna. He does not become bewildered by this material world. Into thinking, oh, just see, let me enjoy this. That is the result of one's lust. One will not be able to see Krishna everywhere because of this lust. One who thinks, yes, that this is meant for my enjoyment, then he cannot see its connection with
Krishna.
But for a devotee who understands that everything is coming from
Krishna,
therefore when he sees a flower, he thinks, yes, let me offer this flower to Krishna. The materialist, he sees a flower and he thinks, let me enjoy it. But a devotee sees, no, that this should be offered to Krishna. This is his vision. And this is how he is able to see Krishna everywhere. And therefore Krishna confirms that devotee who sees me everywhere, that I never lost to him. And he's captured me by his love.
I can never
forget him. I can never turn my attention away from him. So this is how one actually can capture the attention of the Lord. And the Lord can actually give His exclusive attention. Because He is so unlimited. Then he can give his attention to every one of his parts and parcels. Simultaneously. That is the position of God. Krishna doesn't become distracted. He doesn't tell one devotee, oh, wait a minute. Somebody else is calling me. I'll get back in 10 minutes. And his attention doesn't become distracted.
и его внимание не прерывается.
He can satisfy everyone's desire simultaneously.
Он способен удовлетворить желания всех одновременно.
Because he's God.
Поскольку он Бог.
We just shouldn't be envious.
А мы очень завидуем.
But after all, we just should not become envious of the fact that Krishna is God.
Но подумайте, мы должны завидовать тому факту, что Кришна это Бог.
He can do that.
Он может делать.
Because he's the source of everything.
Поскольку он является источником всего.
And therefore no one is equal to him and no one is greater than him.
И поэтому нет никого равного ему или превосходящего.
Natashi Kariam Paranam Chadajite, Natashi Machabji Gasta Chishite. Then the Krishna, there's no one that will be found who is equal to him or greater than him.
В этом стихе говорится, что невозможно найти никого равного ему или превосходящего.
And so it's also explained.
В этом стихе также объясняется.
That for Krishna, there's nothing for him that for him to do.
Что Кришна не делает ничего.
In other words, he doesn't have to do anything.
Иначе говоря, он не должен делать ничего.
Krishna simply enjoys.
Кришна просто наслаждается.
That is Krishna.
Такого Кришна.
Krishna doesn't have to work.
Кришна не должен работать.
He doesn't have to build anything that he did for himself.
Ему не приходится строить ничего для себя.
He doesn't need anything.
Он не нуждается ничего.
So he has nothing that he has to do.
И поэтому ему нечего делать.
And so what is Krishna doing?
Нечем заняться.
He's enjoying.
Он наслаждается.
He will continue to enjoy.
Он будет продолжать наслаждаться.
And we can also enjoy too.
Мы также можем наслаждаться.
Krishna doesn't want this enjoyment to be exclusive.
Кришна не хочет, чтобы наслаждаться исключительно только он.
He wants to share this enjoyment.
Он хочет поделиться этим наслаждением.
But all he wants is our love. But all he wants is our love.
Он хочет только нашей любви.
And then we can share that same enjoyment that Krishna experiences.
И тогда мы можем поделиться то же самое наслаждение, которое испытывает Кришна.
Because when we give our love to Krishna,
поскольку когда мы даем свою любовь Кришне,
Krishna gives himself.
Кришна дает самого себя.
We've got Krishna.
Мы получаем от Кришны.
Same enjoyment.
То же самое наслаждение.
Krishna gives himself to his devotee.
Кришна дает себя своим преданным.
Because he becomes controlled by the devotee.
Поскольку он попадает под управление своим преданным.
So this is the understanding of the intimacy that exists between the devotee and the Lord.
И вот так можно понять ту близость отношений, которые существуют между преданным и Господом.
It's a very intimate relationship.
Это очень близкие взаимоотношения.
And it's very satisfying.
И они очень, они приносят огромное удовлетворение.
And it's ever increasing.
И они всегда увеличиваются.
And it's revealed to those.
И это открывается тем,
who simply engage in devotional service to Krishna.
Кто просто занимается преданным служением.
They can understand.
Они могут понять.
But Krishna explains to Arjuna.
Но Кришна объясняет Арджуне.
For everyone else, it remains a mystery.
Для всех остальных это останется тайной.
He tells Arjuna that only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am.
Он говорит Арджуне, что только непреклонным преданным служением можно понять меня таким, каков я есть.
Standing directly before you.
Стоящим прямо перед тобой.
And cannot be understood in this way.
И понять меня можно только таким образом.
Only then can you enter into the mysteries you want to understand.
Только тогда ты сможешь войти в тайны моего понимания.
So for the non-devotee,
и что касается непреданного,
it's all remaining mystery.
Для него это всегда останется загадкой.
They can't enter.
Он не сможет проникнуть в эти тайны.
It is a barrier between them.
Это преграда перед ним.
And that barrier is Krishna's illusory energy.
И эта преграда состоит из иллюзорной энергии.
That covering potency, which is Krishna, is coming from Krishna.
Той покрывающей потенции, которая исходит от Кришны.
Which only Krishna himself can remove.
И которую только Кришна сам способен убрать.
When Krishna sees the desirable living entity to approach it,
когда Кришна видит желание живого существа приблизиться к нему,
then Krishna orders the covering potency.
То тогда Кришна приказывает этой покрывающей потенции освободить.
That's very easy for Krishna.
Для Кришны это очень легко.
Maya acts according to Krishna's direction.
Maya действует в соответствии с управлением Кришны.
Krishna says release.
И Кришна говорит освободить.
And then the covering is gone.
И тогда покрытие убирается.
But try to release it ourselves.
Но попытайтесь как-то освободиться сами.
Not
possible. Это
but Krishna will order the release.
Но когда Кришна приказывает освободить.
For anyone who approaches him in devotion.
Он делает это отношение к тем, кто пытается приблизиться к нему через преданность.
Then the mystery is unlocked.
Тогда эта тайна раскрывается.
And Krishna reveals himself to his devotees.
И Кришна является для своего преданного.